You are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
Deal with this for a few minutes. Dealing with anger as a new creation. You know what I love about this already? Is that you have folk in the sanctuary who want to try to act like they never get angry. And you have people that, because you only see them twice a week, for a couple of hours, their personality can be so sweet that it's really hard for you to imagine them being angry. Y'all know how we feel about one another. Sometimes you when you think about certain people, it's hard for you to imagine that person being angry. Now, those are for the people that primarily when you see them, they're always sweet, nice, and kind, and so forth. Because I do recognize you have some mean folk in church that it ain't hard to imagine them being angry, because just about every time you see them, they frown and are upset about something. Come on, don't act like they ain't got no mean folk in the church. It's some folk that go to church that's so mean, you wonder if they save or not. When a person never smiles, but then they try to tell me that they saved, I'm wondering about your salvation, because you never smile. You never seem to be happy. But again, on that flip side, you have folk that can seem so harmless, like they wouldn't hurt nothing. They wouldn't yell. I mean, you know what I'm saying. It's hard for you to imagine them screaming or yelling. Oh, can I just break it down? Let alone cursing. Not her. Not him. But see, being human, we all, if we be honest, get angry sometimes. Guess what? We get angry sometimes with ourselves. How many of you got angry with yourself? And wanted to whoop yourself. Come on. We get angry with other people. Sometimes folk can disappoint you to the point to where they anger you. They cause you to get upset. Oh, for you say get your blood boiling. Y'all ever? You can get angry about situations that you're going through. But as a new creation, we need to understand that, yes, we will get angry, but we don't need to sin. Lord, have mercy. Why, Pastor? Notice in 2 Corinthians 5:7, Paul said, therefore, if anyone is, watch, in Christ. If you're in Christ, you are a new creation. Right? Let's deal with in Christ. Number one, in Christ, Christ represents the anointed one, or Jesus. Jesus, according to John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God is the Word. Christ is the Word. Jesus is the Word. And so when you're in Christ, you are in the Word. Or you are a hearer and a doer of the word. You hear and do what is written. You hear and do what is revealed primarily through your pastor. You are not just someone who comes to church, writes down the title of the subject, highlights the scripture that the pastor goes through, but never applies what is being revealed through the scripture or through the holy writ of God. No, when you are in Christ, you learn to hear the word as well as apply the word to your life. Am I right about it? Number two, it represents when you are in Christ that you have been born again. You are born again. You are a born again believer. Finally, if you are in Christ, it represents that you are not only born again and a hearer and doer of the word, but it says about you that you have had a change of heart or a change of mind, listen, in reference to practicing sin. Now, as believers, we will occasionally sin. We will mess up. We will miss the mark of God. Well, let me prove it to you in case you think you never sin. James said in James 4:17, for him that knoweth to do right and do it wrong, for him it is sin. So do you ever know the right thing to do, but you do the wrong thing? If you do, for you, that becomes sin. Woo, Lord, it's tight. It's tight. But as a person who is in Christ, we do not practice sin. We don't practice sin. We are not what Donnie McClurkin say. We are not just a sinner that fell down and got up. No. No, we are not that. He may be that, but that's not what I am. I am a new creation. If you're a new creation, how you saying you just a sinner? I ain't even identifying with being a sinner any longer, except I talk to you about my past. Other than that, I recognize that I am a new creation. And even if you saying the wrong thing with a good beat, I'm not going to get on board. Why? I know that's wrong, biblically speaking. Whoa, just killed the song that had my congregation love. We just a sinner that fell down and got up. In Christ, you had a change of heart. You had a change of mind in reference to practicing sin. If you truly saved, you don't practice sin no more. I said, if you truly saved, you no longer practice sin. You strive to please God and live a holy life because you recognize God is holy. Therefore, he said to us, be ye holy, for I am. And if you are in Christ, you have no problem striving to put the word into action. Notice that he says in the text, don't miss this, he's a new creation. Old things have passed what? Gone. Gone. Old things have what? Now some of you looking like they hadn't passed, but I'm going to deal with you. Behold, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become what? New. Have become what? New. Well, God ain't looking at the outer appearance. God just look at the heart. Let me tell you something. If you get your heart right, it's going to be a change with the outer appearance. I mean, it's going to be a change in a number of ways. When that heart get right, when there's been a change of mind, man, we're going to see that in a number of areas working in your life where, hey, man, change. Come on. Some of us, the people we used to hang with before we got in church, they can testify that some of us good and say they know a change done. A change has taken place. Whoa, God is quiet up at Refuge. There are folk that used to run with me that if you talk to them, they have no problem telling you that's not the person that I used to. That ain't the best friend that I knew. I don't even know that man. The man I knew used to chase women all the time, was looking to get into this, that, and the other. The man I used to know was a midnight rambler. The man that I used to know used to do this, that, and the other. But that man, I don't really even know. Yeah, he knew all right. Whoa, yeah, she knew all right. The woman I used to know was a straight up whore, but this woman here is pure. She's chaste. She's clean. Definitely new. Listen, there are times that it's all right to mix the old with the new. And when you do so, things can actually be better. Y'all didn't hear me. I need to say it again. I said that there are times you can mix the old with the new and things are better. When, Pastor? Like when you done had leftovers, but it ain't enough to make a whole meal. So you go add something with the leftovers. You are adding something new with the old. And now that meal that's before you, though some of it's new, a lot of it is old, it's still good. Don't tell me you ain't ever ate up all the meat on Sunday, but you had some vegetables left on Monday. You went and swapped the roast for chicken at Publix, added some Publix chicken with the old vegetables from Sunday and had yourself a throwdown on Monday. Don't tell me you ain't ever did that. See, some folks even standing in clap car, they known for adding something. Oh, and creating something totally different. Y'all ain't never went to mama and say, "Mama, what we eat?" I'm going to add something. And you know what that meant? Primarily is yesterday's meal. But whatever is not left, we going to add. And tell your neighbor, that's okay. Tell your neighbor, you're all right if you like to do that. I got some folks here like they don't eat leftovers. Listen, but there are times that the old does not belong with the new. Jesus taught it. I said Jesus himself taught it. Jesus taught it like this in the gospel, that if you had a new garment, you wouldn't want to put an old patch on a new garment because the old patch will take from the new. See, sometimes when you recognize that you are new, but you reach back to old ways, it don't fit. It don't look right because you're supposed to be new, but you're back dealing with the old. And before you think I'm preaching on you, I started this message Wednesday. Am I right about that? One thing we got to do as saints is no matter what we go through, you have to always identify or know that you are not the same person you used to be. I am new. I still go through things, but I don't let things do me the way they used to do because I am new. Yeah, I still go through some trouble, but trouble don't depress me the way that it used to depress me because now I go to church, I get a word, I apply the word, and the word defeats what tries to defeat me. That's what makes me new. Coming to church shouting and dancing. Yeah, but putting the word into action. That's what I do now. Because in time past, some of us went to church, but we didn't do what the preacher said. We didn't do what the word said. But now we put the word into action. And one thing we have to learn as saints is that even when we get angry, We don't need to get out of God's will. Listen, you don't ever want to get so upset with a person whom you cannot control, especially grown folk. And you get so angry with them that you get out of the will of God in reference to how you speak to them or how you treat them. Oh, Lord. Even in the church, we sometimes will get angry if we'll be honest with one another. But I can't be angry with you and then treat you just any kind of way. I'm still commanded to love you even though I'm upset with you. Woo, somebody, I can't do it. If you're a new creation, you can do it. You can be angry, but you do not have to sin. You don't have to do that. How does I act when I get mad? When I get mad, everybody better get out of the way. Hey, are you new? I should be able to stay in your path and you should be able to speak to me. I'm going to drop one on you. Sometimes it's easy to ignore one another when you're angry. But what you going to do when you're angry with the preacher? I'm angry with power. He don't want them. See how quiet they got then? Because you got folk that want you to think they don't ever get upset with me. Even if I anger you through something that I say, don't say it. Don't say it. Woo! Because you know the reason it's kind of quiet? Because some of us, you know, you get angry and at any kind. Not only what you do at church matters. Do y'all not realize the way you act at your house? You know that stuff count. I'm on my job. What you do on that job, that count. That's being recorded. Woo. What you say in private when it's just you and your best friend and you talking down about your brother, your sister in a negative manner, basically you backbiting, that's being recorded. Notice Romans 8, real quick. Notice Romans 8. Pastor, when I get angry, I just can't do right. You got to change your mindset if you knew. If you knew, you have to do right. You have to learn to do right. You got to learn. Can't get angry and then you known for just the rolling of the eyes. Come on. You ain't learned to be angry and keep your eyes straight. They not only made me mad, but I'm going to give them a piece of my. You ain't learned to be angry and you ain't got to give nobody no peace. This teaching seems simple, but it's the reason God has given us this. When I get angry, I tell people about themselves. Without evaluating yourself, be angry, but don't what? Don't sin. That's when I get real mad. I have to have something to calm my nerves. Here it is. Can I be honest? This will do more than a shot of liquor. This will do more than a pack of Cools or your Newport. In the calming of them nerves. Well, Pastor, I don't know how to be angry with somebody and still love them. That's what we're going to teach. That's what we're going to teach. Okay? Because it can't be like some of us when you're mad. You feel that give you the right to say whatever come to your mind. And guess what? Some of us, that's how we was, that's how we were raised. Folk in the house got mad. They cussed each other. They fought. See, some of you, when you get mad, you got to put your hands on somebody. And you ain't praying for them when you're putting your hands on. Let me clarify. Some of us in the church, but let them get mad. They still got that fight in them. They still want to push. Just speaking in tongues Sunday morning. Then fighting Sunday evening. All because you done got upset about something and don't understand that you, it's okay to be angry, but don't sin. Sometime in order not to sin, you need to walk. Just walk away. Walk away. Nobody says you have to stand there and argue with a fool that ain't receiving nothing that you saying, including the script. Just close the meeting. Just walk away. Just shut it down before you error and do or say something you can't get back. It's okay to just say, look, I'm done. And folk that love to argue, oh, you ain't got nothing. Oh, you were talking a while ago. Say it to my face. Say it now. Don't be scared. Supposed to be a man. Man, don't run. Come back here. And you got to know when it's best to let it go. Look at Romans 8:1. Now we're dealing with being in Christ, okay? Because when you're in Christ, you are, again, you're new. Watch what happened when so many people get angry. Therefore, Romans 8:1, there is now no condemnation to those who are, watch this, in who? Watch what folk who are in Christ Jesus do not do. Who do not walk according to the what? Flesh. But according to the what? Listen real careful, because I'm going to teach something real good. When you get angry and start doing and saying things that's wrong or sinful, listen, are y'all listening? Are y'all really listening? It's not always the devil. Devil got in me, made me do such and such. No. It ain't always the devil. Sometimes the devil ain't even around. Isn't that bad when some of you act the fool, the devil ain't even showed up? He ain't even, a demon ain't even got there. He was coming. Wouldn't that be something if a demon got to the door and heard the fighting, the commotion? He said, well, I'm going to go in there and play peacemaker for. They tan it up good. By being in the flesh. And that's how a lot of us, when we get angry, we mess around and get in the flesh. And when you get in the flesh, it's over. Okay, I say if you are, if you get in the flesh, you are going to think wrong. You are going to talk wrong. And you're going to do something that's wrong. Why? You done got in the flesh. And got all in the flesh and quit a job that you know God placed you on that job. Then got so upset that you leave the church that God put you in. You got that much in the flesh and just. And some folk don't just leave. They have a way of leaving. When they walk out and slam a door and tell you, I never need your help. So you have to be careful. I ain't ever going back in there talking to you. Better be careful. Slow your roll. It ain't always the devil. Sometimes we get in the flesh. Now, of course, when you in the flesh, I do believe there are times that you're in the flesh and you can't hear demonic voices. You know, I describe being in the flesh as just being on, you know what I'm saying? I'm already thinking, and then I got to get control of myself. And then don't let demons start whispering. Because how many know demons will talk to you? Especially when you're angry. Sure. Ain't no way I let her get away with that. He treating you like you ain't nothing. And all you done, I'm just saying, all you done done. I know good, you ain't going out like that. You just gonna let. Look at it again. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Notice Jesus. Who do not walk. Look at him. According to the what? The flesh. But according to the what? Do you realize we can be angry and still walk according to the Spirit? Or still stay in line with God's word? How, Pastor? By being prayerful when you know you're upset to allow God or God's word to direct your path. Notice Romans 9. Notice Romans 9. Tell you, remember, you knew now. And tell you, you just ain't new. You brand new. Okay? Brand new. Romans 9 and 1. So you have to teach this because some folk, they don't know. And then some forget or neglect. Paul said in Romans 9 and 1, I tell the truth in who? Christ. I tell the truth in who? Christ. Tell them, when you're in Christ, you tell the truth. That looks at my real country and ghetto. Just say, tell the truth, man. Or a woman. Whoever they may be that you're looking at, just look at that person and say, tell the truth, man. If they're a woman, tell them to tell the truth. Tell somebody, that's what you do when you're in Christ. But some of us get mad and get the line. When you in Christ, you tell the truth. Some of y'all looking. He said, I tell the truth in who? Christ. I am not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something. You don't get so upset with somebody because they lying on you that you turn around and start lying on them. You mad about what they said, but be wise in how you handle things. I heard a preacher say that the truth will always run a lie down. Come on. See, every lie that's told on you does not deserve a response or a reaction by you just because the lie may have hurt you. Come on. I used to be the person that tried to defend myself when folk were saying this, that, and the other, until I learned that when God blesses you, when God truly anoint you, people will persecute you with lies. And you can't get so angry at nobody that you get down on they level and start acting like they act. And be careful of so-called friends who always running in between to tell this, that, and the other. Sometimes they the real problem. Come on. The tail barrier. Running in between two, saying this, that, and the other. Now, I know what you're saying. Some of us, you don't have to be angry to lie. You just do it. But I'm talking about people that they get angry and go to telling lies. When you in Christ, you speak what? The truth. You want to be known as a person that speaks the truth. Be known as a person that whether you happy or upset about something, you still going to tell the truth. And even when you're angry with a person and you have to give them the truth, you still do so out of love. Am I right? Because some of us need to be told the truth about ourselves because it's as if we don't see ourselves. So you have to have somebody willing to tell you the truth about yourself. Oh, y'all quiet. You have to tell, you have to have people that'll tell you the truth when you look in a mess, when 10 folk done told you you killing it today. You need somebody in your life that's going to tell you that's inappropriate for you. You need to act your age. But if you don't have that kind of folk in your life, speak the truth out of what? Out of love. Because you what? You knew. Right? Now some of us want to be new on Sunday. But then on Saturday, go to 1 Corinthians 1. I'm almost done. 1 Corinthians 1. Y'all still new? Or y'all still new? Watch this. How many know some people that as you turn to 1 Corinthians 1, how many know some folk when they get angry and upset and so forth, they go to lying and going on? I mean, I'm just raise your hand. You ain't tell, they don't have to be the person you sit beside. We ain't going to think it's the person you came to church with. Just raise your hand. Now look around at folk that know folk when they get upset and going on, they're going to get the lie. Okay, put your hand down. And how many know lying make the situation worse? It's going to make things worse. Some of us, when folk try to correct us, we feel like they backing us into a corner. And so the only way to come out of that corner is if we get the line. No, if the truth backing you into the corner, own up to the truth so you can get some deliverance. Don't get mad and then start lying, being manipulative or deceiving to seemingly save yourself. It's good teaching. Why? Why should I do that, pals? Because you knew. Now, in time past, some of us, we would lie to get out of trouble. Yeah, you would. Some of you in time past, you would lie on your taxes to get more money. In time past, you tell a lie if you think the lie going to help you. Some of you look like pals out this year. I get this year. Now look, you can tell a lie verbally or you can sign a lie. You can read when something ain't right. And they like, Mr. Walker, all we need is your signature now. And you look, that ain't right. But it's going to be right today, though. But guess what? When you're a new creation, you won't even lie, even if seemingly the lie going to help. Okay, well, I got y'all. 1 Corinthians 1 and 2. To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus. Hold on. Who are sanctified? Yeah. Okay, let's start this over. To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in who? In who? Ten day, when you in Christ, you sanctified. Now listen, sanctification don't mean for a woman that them dresses got to touch them ankles. Come on. Come on now. I never forget, when we first got in church, my wife got rebuked. We had just got saved. She got strongly rebuked by a mother in the church for showing her shoulders. Mother called us in the parking lot. I said, y'all saved now? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, your wife don't need to be wearing stuff like that. I said, what you talking about? Now she's showing her shoulders. I said, if it's jokers up here turning on by armpits, we got a bigger problem. We got a bigger problem than that. You see what I'm saying? If you got a man being turned on by armpit, we got a bigger problem. But at the same time, as saved women, we don't go around showing everything. We don't do that. That ain't what we do when you in Christ. That ain't the look. Especially if you're a young person, then you need to be showing other young people the new way. Come on. There are certain styles that come along for men and women and young people that when you in Christ, that style ain't for you. That style ain't for you. It's hot. It's popular. They killing it or whatever y'all word is nowadays. But that ain't for you because you in what? Christ. Being in Christ means you are sanctified. Yeah, let me break it down. You're right. Who said that? Who said that? Who said set apart? You said that. Good. You're right. You've been set what? Apart. Ain't nothing deep about that. I handle myself a certain way even when I'm upset because I recognize I've been set what? I've been set apart. And I need to be an example for others. Teenage, we need examples for others at the church and wherever we go. We don't need a church mother going off at General Dollar in a line because somebody cut in front of her. We don't need mother doing that. Mother, ain't you old enough? Minister so-and-so. Known for lying and keeping up a whole lot of this, that, and that. Come on. Come on. When you've been set apart, it's a certain way you're going to handle yourself. Am I right about that? That means you can go in a store and see something that's on sale, but you know that ain't me. How many right now since you've been saved, you shop in different places and in different sections? Since you got saved, you shop in different. How many? See, somebody can't even raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. I don't want you to lie in church either. But how many? Raise your hand again if when you go to store now you shop for in different places, in different areas. You know. But some of you women, you used to wear the little short. The day we used to call them Daisy Dukes. I don't know what they call them now. But when you got saved, you recognize you weren't going over in that section no more. Come on. I know it's hot out there, 90-something degrees, and you need something cold to drink. But, brother, when you go in the store now, you ain't going over in the beer section. You've been sanctified. You better get on there and get on that Mountain Dew. You better let that dude do what he do. You see what I'm saying? Why? We don't do this no more. Come on. Even though if you take your little sanctified self down that aisle, that Budweiser and them little beads popping off there may look good to your eyes, but you recognize I've been sanctified. I'm finna close. Go to Ecclesiastes 7. Yeah, I got the close. Ecclesiastes 7. That's after the book of Proverbs. That's after the book of Proverbs. Ecclesiastes 7. Notice verse number 9. Do not hasten, watch this, in your spirit to be angry. Why? For anger rests in the bosom of who? Fools. Tell you, you have to learn not to allow anger to remain with you longer than it need to. See, because anger rests in the bosom of who? Fool. The longer you stay angry, you're more susceptible to doing something foolish. Look at Ephesians 4. Look at Ephesians 4. And some of you, I'm telling you, that's the truth right there. That's giving you some sound wisdom. Anger rests in the bosom of fools. Notice Ephesians 4 and 31. What do we have to learn to do as new creations? Ephesians 4 and 31. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put what? Away from you. See, tell you, neighbor, you have to learn as a new creation when it's time to put anger away. Put it away. Learn as a new creation, you have the power to put anger away. Okay, back to 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, and we're done. You have that power to put it away. 2 Corinthians. Good teaching, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Oh, thank you for enjoying the message. I appreciate it. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Nah, I'm going to close, y'all. This is it. I'm going to let it go right here. I know you want more. I'm going to let it go after this. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Listen, the newness. I'm closing with this. Newness. When you're a new creation, you have new desires. Your primary desire that's new should be that of pleasing God. What's the old desire? We primarily did and said things to please self and man. But when you become a new creation, your primary thing is, I desire to please God. I desire to please Him. When you find yourself desiring to please God, you're walking in that newness. And when you get out of it all being about you and pleasing ungodly people, you recognize, man, hey, I'm walking in this newness because my thing is about pleasing God. And guess what? I want to please God when I'm surrounded around saints, but I also want to please God when I'm somewhere by myself and I'm around people that don't even know me. I still have a strong desire to do and say things that please Him. Amen. And one thing that pleases God is when His people learn how to deal with anger to the point to where we know we can be upset, but we don't have to sin. Amen. And I'm going to let it go right there. Give God a praise. I'm